I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 6:20, we're going to hear from our Wiz high school insider, Mike White, about the big weekend in WPIL playoff football. It starts this weekend, and of course, I don't know if it's the highway to Heinz. I don't think they're playing at Heinz Field for the championship games. We'll get all that from Mike at 6:20, but tonight is the first night of the playoffs for high school football, so yet another milestone that we weren't sure that we would actually get to cross when all of this started was the high school football season getting to the playoffs, but it did. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington in Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit Shorkey Kia. com. The Paul Zay Show is brought to you by the Sports Grill in Cranberry. It's also brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's, the home of 60-cent wings Monday through Thursday. It's the home of the Paul Zay grilled cheese sandwich. So get down to Archie's, and when you get there, say hello to Archie. By the way, they've got a new flavor of wings. In honor of Chase Claypool, the Canadian sensation, they have maple bacon. So I've tasted them. They're actually pretty good. So get down to Archie's and enjoy yourself when you're there. We've talked a lot about the Steelers game with the Ravens this week. I think if you look at the guys that are out for the Steelers, I'm still picking the Steelers to win the game. I am. But I do think they're going to have to do a little bit of shuffling and whatnot on defense just to kind of take care of or deal with all of the guys that are injured and the guys that are, you know, banged up. I guess Mike Hilton was questionable last week and ended up playing. But if you take Hilton and Dangerfield and Wormley and Gilbert out of the game, the Steelers are a little bit thinner, you know, obviously at some of those positions. And I think that they'll have to try and figure out how to work around that. But that's neither here nor there. As long as they've got their starters, they're in pretty good shape. And if you look at it, they've really they've lost, I would say, one starter. And that, of course, is Devin Bush. You know, I know that Zach Banner started the season as a starter. And, you know, so technically they lost him too. But, you know, he was kind of neck and neck, I think, with Chukwuemeka, and, you know, could have went either way. So, yeah, they lost him, but they've got Chukwuemeka there, and I think that's the important thing is they really don't take a step back that way. That's the biggest thing. You know, you've got to take a look at it that way, and I think that's the biggest thing you've got to remember is that the Steelers have been really pretty fortunate so far. I mean, we're week seven, and they've lost one starter. You know, if you want to tell me they lost two, okay. I would tell you that it was kind of a co-starter type situation anyway. It could have went either way. And that's the big thing to me is when you look at it that way, you know, it doesn't mean that not having Zach Banner, because obviously that leaves you with a little less depth. But what it does mean is that they have a guy who's really competent, who very easily could have been the starter this year. They have him hanging around. And so they're not completely, that's not the same thing, I don't think, as the, you know, losing a guy like Devin Bush, where you go from a first-round pick, the 10th pick in the draft, you know, one of the most important players on your team, to, you know, going from that to Robert Spillane, who's a undrafted guy who obviously has some limitations, not nearly the same kind of athlete, doesn't have the same kind of speed, doesn't play quite as well as Devin Bush does. You know, you're going from a starter to a pretty big drop-off. And I know he played well last week and all that other stuff, and we spent a lot of time talking about him, and really he didn't do anything spectacular. He had the one hit down on the goal line, but for the most part, he just kind of did his job. So, you know, he is what he is, but it is a decent, you know, size drop-off when you go from the 10th pick in the draft, you know, a number one pick who was a number one pick for a reason, to an undrafted free agent guy who is, you know, basically a guy who's plugging the hole. So, but again, the Steelers only lost one. It is basically, the big thing to me is, you know, you have to remember that, is that the Steelers, you know, part of getting to that next level or getting to a Super Bowl or getting to the elite level or getting whatever you want to say, part of that is just being healthy, being a little lucky with injuries. You know, and that's what, you know, some of it happens. I mean, some teams can overcome a lot of injuries, but most teams are what, two, three key injuries away? I mean, last year we found out the Steelers are probably one key injury away. They lost Ben. You know, and they were 8-8, and I believe that they probably would be better than 8-8 this year without Ben, but they obviously wouldn't be 6-0. So, you know, sometimes injuries are a big part of it, and you just got to, you know, be a little bit lucky with it. So coming up, we're going to talk to Mike White of the Post-Gazette, who is in Mount Lebanon getting ready to cover a big high school football game, and we've got the high school football playoffs starting tonight, so he's going to give us a little rundown of what we can expect. We'll do that next. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.